All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're in for a rough fall and winter. We know that. I mean, and it's not easy. You know, got some good news with the vaccines. You know, I think we're better prepared than we are in the spring. But everybody is kind of getting ready to kind of hunker down and you know, kind of do their part. And our next guest I'm very, very excited about is the American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford joining us to talk about what their efforts are for veterans and local recovery efforts. Bill, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, thanks very much for the invitation opportunity. It's an honor and a privilege to represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
Oh, my gosh, and it's an honor of ours to have you on our show. Thank you so much. Tell us about the American Legion. Not that it needs any introduction, but, you know, tell us about some of the great work you guys do.
Well, the American Legion was founded in 1919 during the Spanish flu pandemic. And that's kind of laid the groundwork for who we were and who we are and what we do. But the American Legion founded by World War I veterans coming back from the Great War. But we're embarking on our second century of service. And it just so happens that the coronavirus pandemic is now influencing so many of America's veterans. But even though the American Legion has faced some restrictions, and we can look at government regulations, CDC recommendations, the social distancing, the isolationism, all of those things have restricted what we've been able to do over the past few months. But the American Legion is still on the job, still doing what we do when we can, and still contributing to the service to America's veterans. Many Legion posts, they've been shut down, but there are examples across the country of who we are and what we do. And we can talk about food drives, drive-through meals, PPE collection, PPE distribution, job fairs, things like Red Cross blood donations. All of those things are still taking place despite the restrictions. And that's just kind of an example of who we are and what we do and the contribution that we try to make to society.
You can't keep a legionnaire down. You can't keep them down. I mean, you guys, nothing's going to stop you. Not a hurricane, nothing. Now, describe the four pillars. This is very, very cool. Because this is going on, like you said, over a century. What are the four pillars?
Well, the four pillars is our basic what the American Legion is about, our structure, and they are Americanism. That's a strong patriotic America. Our children and youth programs. That's taking care and trying to educate, train, and provide some leadership and guidance for our children and youth across the country. Our national security pillar addresses the national security of the country and the issues that impact or could influence the national security. And then finally, our Veterans Affairs and Rehab. It's about taking care of America's veterans. And it's just making sure that those benefits are provided by the country to the veterans who have served this country. But those pillars, and each one has their branches, and each one has their supporting foundation, I guess. But those are basically what the American Legion is about, and the things we try to prescribe to.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to American Legion National Commander James Bill Oxford, and thank you for letting us call you Bill. We're pretty casual on this show. Not casual and very, very frightening is the statistic you gave us where at least 20 veterans a day are taking their lives. The support we need for our veterans is just still lacking. But you guys have a fantastic program called the Buddy Check. Tell us about that.
Well, the Buddy Check program was developed out of a term from the Second World War called Battle Buddies. The Battle Buddy was a concept where you protected the guy in the foxhole with you, and he protected you. But as we develop the buddy check concept and the buddy check process, it's a way for veterans to reach out to other veterans. And it's a way just to maintain contact. It's a way to say, hey, we're still here. We still care. We want to help. We love you. What can we do to help? And that buddy check has been extremely successful. And we like to think that it is and continues to have an impact on veteran suicides. But our buddy check program is it's a nationwide project, and it has received a national attention. In fact, Congress has dropped two bills. The Senate version is 4657, and the House version is 2898. But this legislation is intended to create a buddy check week at the VA to encourage education and participation and reaching out to veterans across the country. So our buddy check program has been very successful.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, the GI Bill, you guys have been very, very instrumental in that. Tell us about that.
Well, past National Commander Harry Clomery wrote the original GI Bill on Mayflower Hotel stationery and carried this document he wrote to Congress, and they had the foresight to pass it, and it became the first GI Bill. So we like to consider that's one of our prime responsibilities. And ever since, there have been multiple iterations and developments and changes for the GI Bill because of the educational system, because of veterans' needs and those kinds of things. But we have been actively involved and pursuing support of the GI Bill ever since that original document was wrote on stationery.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Now, you know, with the pandemic and everything going on with college, are you noticing some changes, or are you still seeing huge support for that funding? What are you seeing on your end?
Well, the VA and Department of Defense, they have floated some ideas about reducing or cutting GI Bill benefits because those veterans are not in a classroom. But our position is those veterans deserve, they earn those GI Bill benefits. It's not their fault that they're not in a classroom. Those veterans still have their needs. I mean, food, rent, medical supplies, transportation, all of those needs do not go away because of the pandemic. So we are encouraging full funding of those GI Bill benefits, even though the classroom has primarily turned virtual.
Gosh, wow. So you guys are on it. You guys are on it. I'm such a huge fan. You have 2 million members. Could you guys use some more? If there's people that want to, you know, join the American Legion, how do they do it?
Well, let me encourage every veteran out there. Since the Legion Act was passed last year, the American Legion membership is now open to any veteran who's been on active duty one day with an honorable discharge since Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941. So we have open Legion membership to any veteran now. But if you're interested, the best place to start would be your local American Legion post. From there, every department has a website. From there, you can always go to the national website at www.legion.org. That's our national headquarters site. Talks about all the programs, policies, procedures, membership, anything that somebody might have a question about for the American Legion.
Absolutely. And, you know, you touched upon food drives, you touched upon blood drives. Non-veterans can help with that, right? You know, they can donate blood at your post, or, I mean, if you're holding the drive and you know, supplies. How can non-veterans help? Because I know we have some non-veterans who listen to the show as well.
Well, I mentioned early on, most every post in the country is a center of their community. So just to stay involved, there's always meals. There's always other things going on that could be taking place. So just encourage every member of the community to become involved as a donor, or just as a supporter of the American Legion. Or you can always, if you're a male descendant of a veteran, you could always join the Sons of the American Legion. That's the SAL, or a spouse of a veteran. The American Legion Auxiliary is also available. So there are many ways to help and support the American Legion.
National Commander Bill Oxford, thank you so much for joining us. www.legion.com. We are so excited. Legion.org. Legion.org. Can't wait to have you back. God bless and thank you for all you and your team do.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. It's an honor.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.